Hello, my name is Curtis Knapp, and I'm the pastor of New Hope Baptist Church in Seneca, Kansas, a small rural town of about 2,000 people. I'm honored to be a speaker at this year's Foundations Conference in New York City. I've been assigned the topic of prayer, and my specific focus will be too weak not to pray. Let's face it, prayer is difficult. It's a challenge for every Christian. And there's many reasons for that. For one, we're talking to a God that we can't see or audibly hear, and it's difficult to talk to someone who is silent. We also might have trouble getting motivated, spending time telling God what he already knows. Prayer is hard because we struggle to know what to say. There's the busyness problem. There's pride. We're inclined to try to solve our own problems instead of bringing them to God. And there's other reasons that could be mentioned. But where I want to focus is on weakness and neediness and a lack of a sense of that. You see, we have a real problem. The truth is that we are extremely weak, but we don't know it. And because we don't know it, we don't cry out to God like we would if we felt our own insufficiency and if we had a sense of desperation. A man who is drowning in the middle of the ocean does not need to put prayer on the calendar. He doesn't need a smartphone alert to remind him that he ought to be crying out to God. He doesn't need to discipline himself to pray. He doesn't need an accountability partner to remind him to do such things. He simply cries out to God with fervency because he's in trouble, and God is the only possible help there is. Likewise, humble and desperate Christians cry out to God in prayer spontaneously because they are weak and he is strong. So the question then becomes, why aren't we desperate? Do we not have sufficient problems? Is it not true that our society is collapsing around us into complete madness and chaos? That the church seems powerless and that the only one who can help us is God? Because God loves us and wants us to learn to depend on him and pray, he will often send us trials, thorns in the flesh, perhaps, to humble us and help us understand just how weak we are. May God help us all to understand our need of him. May prayer then be the spontaneous response of our soul to the reality of our desperate need. I hope you can join us for this year's conference. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Here we are again. December 2023, 4 years later. Join us.